Welcome to the Shooting Bench. For the next hour, I'll be bringing you commentary and important updates on current events, as well as information on guns, training, preparedness, and other liberty-related issues. Let's get started. RAT, right now. And we made it in here. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the... It's a great song, but we don't need to hear it again. We just heard it. Anyway, 14th of December. Pretty near halfway through the month. 2 weeks till Christmas. Not quite. 12 days, I guess. Something like that. 11 days. Wow. It's crazy. So we've got some classes coming up this coming Saturday. We've got a CERT class, the Community Emergency Response Preparedness Training class, coming up in Snowflake, actually in Taylor, Arizona. And that will be Saturday from 8 to 5. And it will be held at the... Let me get it right now for people that might be able to make it there. Let me get the location for you. Got too many things going on here. It's going to be at the White Mountain Physical Therapy Building, 121 North Main Street in Taylor, Arizona. Taylor and Snowflake, pretty much one and the same. They're kind of grown together there and separated by a sign. And then on the... that's the last one of this year. It's the last one at that price ever. We had some at the holiday prices there. And then coming up in January, on the 21st, we're doing the same class down in Phoenix. It'll be at the, Sun Valley West, I think, Foundation Building in the Palo Verde Room. And that will be on the 21st of January. The 28th of January, we have got one tentatively scheduled for the Albuquerque area. We're not sure exactly yet if that one's going to take place, but looks pretty promising. So, and that'll get us up to the 1st of February. We're probably not going to be doing any firearms classes or anything. Maybe some CCW classes, some law stuff. We're looking at some... looking at some serious weather here, from what some people say, around here then this winter. So, as some of you know, and I think I mentioned this on the show Monday, Amy and I have this new enterprise taken off here, Paladin Services, in addition to Southwest Shooting Authority. Southwest Shooting Authority is not going to change, but... especially here through the winter when the classes are slow. We've got some other activities we've got going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll be working with my wife here, and I like that. All right, we're kind of going to do a little bit of Liberty Lounge stuff tonight, too, because there's a new guy, new to me. You guys, maybe you've heard of him before, but I haven't heard of him. I heard of him yesterday. And I'm going to play a couple of songs by him, and I'm hoping that he... keeps on doing what he's doing there, and we'll talk more about him here in a little bit. The let me get my crystal ball fired up here. For those of you that get into now, probably D Shoots and maybe some of the rest of you there, and by the way, D, I'm glad you made it in here tonight. I don't see you very often. There's a calculator online. There's probably more than one. But I'm going to tell you a real easy one to operate here. It works really, really good. It's a long URL. But this calculator is to calculate the length of wire you need to make an antenna for your shortwave radio. Or for whatever wave radio. It doesn't matter. Your ham radio, your CB, or whatever. And this is the easiest one that I've ever seen. It was so easy to work. So what this means here is if you want to you know, throw a length of wire in your glove box or in your, you know, your trunk or your toolbox or something and carry it with you. And you need to stop and get your, you broke down in a valley and you can't get out with your little Bofang radio. Then you gather up your Bofang and the proper adapter and this length of wire and you get out of the truck and march up the hill to the top of the hill and put this wire in a tree. And hook the adapter up to your little UV5R or whatever you've got, and bingo, you've got communications again. So this is a neat idea. Now you're gonna have to write this down. It's on my phone, so I can't cut and paste it. I mean, I could, I guess, if I'd have thought about it in time, but I didn't think about it in time. So I'm leaving the burden of whatever on you. Okay, here you go. www. Okay, you got that so far? Easy calculation, one word, easycalculation.com/physics/electromagnetism. /antenna. /wavelength. .php. Papa Hotel Papa. All right, one more time. www.easycalculation.com/physics/electromagnetism/antenna-wavelength.php. Now, you go and check that website out. There is the neatest thing. All you got to do is put in, what you're going to do is you go up there and says, I want to calculate. Okay, you can get quarter wavelength, half wavelength, or full wavelength. Now, your full wavelength can be, thank you, Dee, for putting that on there. Dee's put it on the chat room for us there. You can calculate a full wavelength, and that's fine for some of these. You know, 2 meter and some of those, that's, you can do the full wavelength. But a lot of this other one's way too long. So you can calculate half wavelength or quarter wavelength. And then right under that, you put the frequency in, whatever frequency you want to talk on. Easy enough to figure out. For most of your 2 meter stuff, just kind of pick one halfway in the middle there. You know, 145, 146 point something, 0.5. And he did calculate. And voila, it comes up there. It has the wavelength in feet, inches, and meters. And it takes about 3 seconds, maybe 4 seconds, to get your length of your antenna up there, length of your wire. And then there's some other formulas and stuff on there that'll help you out. You know, if you want to narrow it down a little bit, but just in a nutshell, you can get on that pretty quickly and get to talking. You know, you can fine tune it later on, but that is a neat calculator. You should bookmark that. And what you can do is pick some of the, and this is what I'm going to do, is I'm going to write down some of the frequencies that I have access to on my radios, and I'm going to write down, I may put it in my phone, I may also put it in a piece of paper and put it in my radio box, and write down the probably 3 different, I'll probably just 1 2-meter frequency. I'll probably pick one right in the middle there, 146 somewhere. And get a couple of the, or one for the marine band, one for two or three of the other ones there, and also for some of the UHF stuff. I'm going to write those down, and that way if I have to, and I just have to, go up here and yank some barbed wire off of a fence or whatever and try to make a makeshift temporary antenna, I'll have all that with me. I might even tape it to the back of my radio and cover it up with packing tape and keep it waterproof. I don't know. But I think that's a good idea to keep those handy. So if you have to leave the truck, if you're down in the canyon, all you've got is your little rubber ducky antenna, you're going to be out of luck. You're going to be able to talk to the end of the canyon, and that's it. Even if you have a good antenna on top of your truck, you may not be able to get out very far. So by taking some of that wire, if you had a little roll of copper wire or baling wire or whatever, copper wire probably works best, I don't know. But you could have a little spool of speaker wire in your toolbox or something, and be able to make an antenna for whatever in the hell you want to, as long as you got the calculations, got the lengths figured out. So I think that's a good idea, and I plan on getting that done here sometime in the next, probably going to be a week or so before I'll have time to mess with it, but I want to have that option where if I have to get out and leave the truck, and then I can just take the little adapter that goes with it and roll up a little length of that wire and put it in my shirt pocket and head to the top of the hill. And I'll be able to get out. I tell you what, and I've said this before, but there is no better money spent, I don't think, on communications than these little Bofang radios. Yeah, I know there's better, more expensive radios out there, but it's kind of like buying boots. If they're comfortable and they last pretty good and they're $40, I'd just as soon have those as the $250 ones. I can buy 5 pair and last 10 years for the same money and stretch the payments out a little bit. We can do the same thing with these radios. And these things have been tough. They've been foolproof. They talk really, really well. I've got one of the UV82 HPs in my truck, and I just don't know what I could do other than getting more power. Certainly if I put a 25 or 50 watt radio in there, obviously it's going to be better. But there's a repeater here not too terribly far from the house, and we can reach that with these little radios as long as you got a decent antenna. I've got a magnetic antenna on top of my truck, that. We can reach out about 35, 40 miles to this. It's not the highest mountain around here. There's another mountain that's a linked repeater that we can reach from a lot farther than that. We can probably reach pretty near 50 miles with these little radios. But this one antenna and this repeater is not a linked repeater. It's private, and we can reach it and talk very comfortably in a 30-mile radius around here. So that works out really well for our personal communication needs. If we need to get out farther than that, then we'll go to the Greenspeak repeater and get out a few more miles. If you get much farther than that away, we can, depending on which direction we are from here, we can reach another repeater and get back to Greenspeak. So we're pretty well covered with these little radios. I'm really, really pleased with them. I've got one here that I'm going to put in Amy's car and mount it up just like mine. I've got one more little piece I need to order, and it's pretty cheap, and I'll probably order that for her probably this week and get that one going in her car, so we'll have good comms around here. Yeah, Doc, that's probably a good idea, not to leave the wires hooked up there in case lightning strikes. Yeah, but I can believe that. The Yakima Glock, yeah, that is that's the answer to a lot of problems that some of us have, is the SDR, software defined radio. It's a neat little deal. that you can hook up to your antenna. I mean, to your antenna, stupid. Your computer, laptop, or whatever. You don't have to be online to do it. You just got a little some software you download there, and you got this little little doohickey you plug into your computer with an antenna on it, and my goodness, you can reach a vast range of frequencies. They've pretty well, I think they've blocked out the cell phone frequencies, but pretty much everything else in the world that you want to talk to is on this little deal. Well, you can't talk to it. All you can do is listen. There's probably a way you can talk. I don't know. Well, I doubt it. Not like this. But anyway, I think it's a good deal, and they're cheap. They're real cheap. The software that goes with the thing is more expensive, way more expensive than the little doohickey that you need to plug in there for it. So another option for your communications need, and we're going to spend a whole lot of time, you know, about half the class is on various forms of communication and stuff this coming Saturday. We've got a lot of stuff we throw in there, and we keep it simple, and you know, keep it down to where the you know, people that's brand new have just got a radio and hadn't even quite figured out how to turn it on yet, and try to keep it as simple as we can so that people can leave there with some idea of how to operate their equipment. Now then, Tony Jackson. I don't know if any of you have heard of him or not. Tony Jackson, pretty new on the market. He's kind of reminds me of Darius Rucker, to watch him sing, and he's black, just like Darius Rucker. But you can't tell it by listening to him sing. This boy has got a voice, man. He looks to be, I don't know, 28, 30, maybe something like that. Pretty young man. And he's singing more of the old traditional style country. And I hope he doesn't change that, because he does it so well. There's a couple of songs we're going to play before the course of the night's over here. And one of them we're going to play right now. And then I'll play another one here in a little bit. But I want you to listen to this guy. He's, as far as I know, Brand, maybe I'm the only one here that hadn't heard of him before, but we're going to play this song just on account I want to hear it again. So, stand by out there, and we'll be back in a minute.
We should take a little break. You've been on my case this whole week. I need some time away. You're showing up at my job. Oh, you got me reaching for the bottle. And with this flip up crown, I'm gonna beat you down. And you can take it to the bank. I'll get over it all. Drink by drink, drink by drink. She walked out on me on a Saturday night. She said it was all my doing. She thought I'd break down, forgive and forget all that she put me through. And trouble now, you've gone too far, but I've got my friends and my favorite bar. Trouble you never seen me ruin. And you can take it to the bank. I'll get over it all. Drink by drink. Drink by drink. Drink by drink. Just having a ball. A cool summer night, and sometimes
Well, what do you think about Tony Jackson? I think he did a great job there. We're going to be watching out for him. He hadn't got a whole lot of songs out right now. I didn't have time to look for a bunch of them, let's put it that way. But I brought up one of his playlists here, and there's not much on there. Two or three songs that I recognize. A couple of old ones he'd done, a couple of new ones. And we're going to keep an eye on him, though. I think you're going to hear him on the on Liberty Lounge here pretty regular. And we're going to do another one here in a little bit that he does a really good job on. So, in the meantime, I have a listener that has sent me a deal here that was kind of surprising. Sent a form here from the Department of Justice in a state here. It's in California. There's lots of people in California, so it doesn't narrow it down too much. This is you can request information on handgun ownership, and they also provided some information on the rifles and shotguns after December of 2013. It said all assault weapons are registered by them or voluntarily. It's quite the list of information that they retain here. Now, the feds are not supposed to, and maybe California hasn't placed the same limitations on themselves, but this particular deal goes all the way back to 1966. 1966 that California has been doing this. And there's a letter here. And let me read this letter to you. It says, "Dear so-and-so," that's Mr. and Mrs. So's kid. "This letter is in response to your notarized request to obtain information on all firearms for which you are listed as the purchaser, transferee, or owner in the state of California. Please be advised the California Department of Justice has statutorily was statutorily prohibited from retaining information regarding sales of rifles or shotguns prior to January 1st, 2014. As a result, records of rifles and shotguns prior to January 1st, 2014 are limited to assault weapon registrations and voluntary reports of ownership. Based on the information you provided, a diligent search of the automated firearms system revealed firearms for which you are listed as the purchaser, transferee, or owner in the state of California. A listing of those firearms is enclosed with this letter. Please be advised, this listing does not constitute a determination by the department that you are eligible to own, possess, or control any firearm. If you have any questions, please contact da-da-da-da-da." So, then on down here, it says that this form, there's a form that's downloadable from the California Department of Justice, has to be notarized. It says it took nearly 6 months to get this back. And they finally got this letter here. Why won't you open up? There you go. Thank you. Now, there's obviously lots of other guns that didn't make the list here that probably didn't go through the particular channels here. But this says California Department of Justice. Hey, Hopper, glad to see you in here. Actually, I didn't say who it was. I just said it was in California. Automated firearm system record request. And here is a dealer sale, Beretta, 22 Beretta pistol. And that goes back to, let's see here. Let's see, date of birth. Date of transfer, 1990, it looks like. March 31st, 1990 is what this one goes back to. And this other one here, April 12th, 1966. This was for another little semi-automatic pistol. April 12th, 1966. So if you live in California and you've bought guns from dealers or have gone through background checks in some way that the state government would have access to that information, they have got your stuff from way, way back there. This isn't just like the 1994 assault weapons ban thing or something. This goes back to 1966 that they kept this stuff. Let's see here. Yeah, that's the only two. But anyway, one from 1990, one from 1966. Absolutely unacceptable. Anyway, thought I'd share that with you just for the heck of it there. So, let's see. There, if you live in California, there D has seen fit here to furnish all that information for you for whatever it's worth to you. All right, Tony Jackson. I want to hear Tony Jackson again. So we're going to do that right now. R-A-T right now. And listen to this real closely.
Step right up. Come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home sweet home, I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you, some things I know chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. But now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we laid in love together, and Lord knows we had a good thing going here. See her picture on the table. Don't it look like she'd be able just to touch me and say, good morning, dear. There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. And as you leave, you see the nursery. Oh, she left me without mercy, taking nothing but our baby and my heart. Step right up. Come on in.
Yeah, I'll put my vote in for that young man. He's quite the singer there. In case you need the words for it, well, D Shoots have put them right there online on the chat room for you if you wanted to sing along. All right, let's get back here to my list of things that I'd planned on doing that I'm not going to get to do. But it's fun talking about it anyway. Let's see. I'm in a pretty good mood, so I don't want to do some of these doom and gloom deals here. I might. Here's a good one. This is, and I might do another one about another girl that's about as popular as this one. I don't know if some of you have seen the story here that VFW has cited Ann Margaret for her Vietnam service. Ann Margaret, for those of you that have kept up with her, quite the looker in her day. She's done movies and shows and whatnot. But Saturday, that would have been, what, the 5th of December or somewhere in the first Saturday in December, anyway. Says she was honored in Denver with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Veterans of Foreign Wars local chapter of VFW Post 1. Celebrated VFW's 117th anniversary and 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War by honoring Ann Margaret at a banquet. You know. And she went over there and wowed the troops, traveled with Bob Hope quite a bit. And the... yeah, that's right, Hopper. You wasn't here when we first played that. That was a young black man named, Tony Jackson. And he's got one heck of a voice on him, and I'm really anxious to hear some more of his stuff. So far, I really like what he's doing. I hope he doesn't get contaminated like so many of the rest of them do and fall off into this new country crap. But what I've heard so far, I really like. I don't know. I don't think you were here when we played the first song by him. But... anyway, evidently D Schutz have heard of Tony Jackson. I haven't. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. And there's a another story. Let me see if I can bring that up here. Oh, by the way, while I'm looking for that, some of you may have heard that Florida concealed carry permits can now be renewed online. No testing, no shooting, no fingerprints, no nothing. Just go online, fill out a form, and renew your CCW. I think that's, if you're going to have a CCW, I think that's the way to do it. All right. There's, I'm not going to read this whole letter because it's pretty long. But this gal's name what is her name? Amy Raw. Rawe. And she's got a column out there called Raw Struck. And she wrote an open apology to Dolly Parton. And it's a damn good letter. It's, how long? It's too long for me to read here, but I could get part of it. She starts out and says, Dear Dolly, I'll be honest, I used to think you were a bimbo. I used to think you flaunted your big boobs, teased hair, and tiny waist with your syrupy, sweet southern accent to sell yourself and your brand as a country singer. Granted, I was raised in the Midwest and lived as an adult for many years in the Northeast. I didn't get you, much less the South. And a little while down here says, for example, I heard that your origins as a poor girl from the hills of East Tennessee. Then I learned you'd created a theme park in your native Sevier County. I rolled my eyes and said, really? A theme park? I thought as if roller coasters will really help the people of rural Appalachia. Why not create something truly useful to give back to your community, like a library? Oh, you have created a library. Actually, and possibly in a bigger and more magical way than any brick structure filled with big books could. And this is where my understanding of who you are really began to shift. When I moved to Knoxville 8 years ago, I received a welcome letter from Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. It informed me that Dolly's vision was to foster a love of reading among preschool children by mailing a specially selected book each month directly to any child under the age of five. You had expanded it from Sevier County, whatever you say that, to my county. And if I had a preschool age child, it said, all I needed to do was sign her up and she would begin receiving books each month. My daughter was not quite two then, and I can still see how her face lit up each time we pulled a book addressed to her from the mailbox. Several of them became her early childhood favorites and are stored away should she have children of her own someday. Let me skip down here a little bit. It says, talk about the literacy program and all that. Came to see the genius of her imagination library. He said, your father was illiterate, which fueled your literacy passion. Now the Dolly Parton Imagination Library just surpassed gifting 1 million books to participating children around the world each month. To celebrate, your Dollywood Foundation randomly selected one of those children to receive a $30,000 college scholarship. 2-year-old Evie from Conway, Arkansas has no idea how fortunate she is, but her parents surely do. What finally brings me to this apology is how I've seen you respond to the devastating wildfires that swept through your hometown communities of Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. At least 14 vibrant lives were taken tragically too soon, and thousands of buildings and homes were destroyed or damaged. You made a public statement saying that you were heartbroken, while also expressing deep gratitude to the firefighters who protected Dollywood and evacuated everyone staying there to safety. This is the place I dismissed, but now know is the largest employer in Sevier County and is the largest ticketed tourist attraction in Tennessee, hosting over 3 million guests a season. East Tennessee will count on that tourism to rebuild. With the humble generosity and graciousness I'm learning is signature Dolly Parton, you're not only planning a telethon to raise funds for the fire victims, but you've also created the My People Fund to provide, as you say, a hand up for all those families who have lost everything in the fires. Amy talked about this part here last week, but those struggling families will receive, thanks to you, $1,000 a month for 6 months. Countless stories detail how these families escaped with literally minutes to spare with nothing but the clothes they were wearing. And with each story, there's a strong undercurrent of hope about how strangers helped one another and how this region is mountain strong. Your generosity both reflects and inspires this region's spirit and resiliency. Tonight, my daughter, who is now 9 and also loves to sing and act, has been using face paint to dress up as one of the DC comic heroines her friends admire. When she finished, she asked, what other superhero girl do I admire? I sat down next to her and said, let me tell you about Dolly. In fact, I hope to take her to a Christmas show at Dollywood during this season of gratitude, and I'll be making a donation to your My People Fund. I can't imagine a better place to be or a better way to support an amazing example of what it looks like to make the world a better place, starting with your own sweet community. Dolly, I'm sorry I didn't get you sooner. I thank you for all you are and all that you do. So there you go. I thought that was a neat letter to get out there and get out. And this gal has quite a few readers and followers there. So, and Dolly is, parts of her may not be real, but I think the rest of her is. She's pretty down to earth, and a lot of those old gals, what was her name, Loretta Lynn, and some of these other ones that came up from you know, virtually nothing, from poverty to superstardom, have all of them that I know of anyway have proven their genuineness. So All right. Let's see here. Let me... One of our... I can't tell you who. He's got a handle, but I don't know if he even wants me to tell you his handle right now or anybody that knows him. But he has just had his 11th grandchild. And born today. Almost a Christmas baby. So... Congratulations to that listener out there for that. Let's see, let me get my... I'm just about out of time already. Let me get my crystal ball open back up. Well, you're not going to read that one because it looks like there is some question of whether it can be verified or not. So we'll wait on that. It's unusual. Here's one. And this is, you know, it's been a year next month. A year, the 26th of next month, that my friend Lavoy Finnicum was murdered by jackbooted thugs. And not too long after that, a whole bunch of patriots and supporters were picked up and taken to jail. Ammon Bundy, Cliven, Dave, Mel, Ryan, Bundy, Greg Burleson, Jerry DeLemus, Scott Drexler, Todd Engel, Rick Loveline, Micah McGuire, Joe O'Shaughnessy from here in Arizona, Eric Parker, Ryan Payne, Pete Santilli, Steve Stewart, and Jason Woods. All still in jail. Even though they were found innocent in Oregon, they're all being held and moved. They may all be in Utah. Well, I got a deal right here. It says, they're in Nevada now, in Southern Nevada Detention Center. That's in Pahrump, Nevada. And this is going to be a hard Christmas for those political prisoners that have kids. It's going to be tough. First Christmas away from home. A lot of them, it's their first Christmas period, and Daddy's not going to be there. One of Dave Bundy's kids wrote a letter here to the judge, a neat letter. And it shows... I don't know how old this kid is, but from the looks of the writing and the picture, I'm going to guess somewhere maybe between 7 and 9 or something like that. And it shows a man wearing a cowboy hat and holding an American flag standing on top of a hill. And, of course, that is to signify the all the cowboys and the flag and all the goings-on up there on top of that hill. After the feds were run out of town there. Anyway, this letter, Dear Judge, I hope you can be nice enough to send my dad, Dave Bundy, home for Christmas. I know my dad has done nothing wrong because he is the most kind and loving. He is the most kind and loving, and he couldn't even hurt a fly. Please send him home for Christmas. Free the patriots. And lots of letters, lots of support going in for the political prisoners there. And we're hoping that something happens here. There's still some question out there, I guess, about whether or not there's no question for us, but the left is questioning it a lot, and that is whether or not Donald Trump's going to take office. If he does, boy, Rolex, you got that right, brother. Jill St. John's, yep. If he does, I am hoping that he will intervene with this and either... either speed up the process or, just pardon them all and turn them loose. He's got to do something. He needs to get involved in this. There's some people that are reportedly going to be part of his cabinet that are very anti-feds taking over all this land and everything. And we may accidentally see some, you know, ideally, we'd like to see it all turned back to the states. And it may happen someday, but it's probably not going to be anytime real soon. But I'm still expecting there to be some serious problems somewhere between December 19th and January 20th, up to and including January 20th. So we'll say the 21st. And there's no telling just how serious that could possibly get. But I think we need to keep our eyes and ears open and pay attention here for the next month or so and try to... how come this is doing this? Stand by here. Okay, there we go. There it goes. I don't know. You know, there's so many stories out there, and I've quit trying to sort out which ones are real and which ones are not, and what the hype is, all that. But I'm just thinking from my gut that there could be, probably regardless of what these stories say, that there could be some very serious issues coming up. So, you know, I think it's going to pay to, maybe, especially if you're in certain areas, maybe if you're in, Virginia, if you're in any of the larger metropolitan areas, may not be a bad idea to get a little money out of the bank and just set on it. You know, if you need it, fine. If you don't, put it back in when it's all over with. Make sure your gas tanks are full. Make sure you're armed. And don't travel if you don't absolutely have to. Make sure your pantry and cupboards and refrigerator are full. And set back and watch and see what happens here. We'll find out. You know, Doc. Doc's asking here, for those of you not on the chat, he said he had an extended conversation here about that. What happens if the Electoral College is subverted and Trump loses the presidency? Oh, good Lord, Doc. That's, we talk so much all the time, so much doom and gloom and so much speculation and stuff, but I just can't help but think that that's not going to be a good thing. Up till now, the only people that have ever done anything in the whole history of this country, or at least in the last 100 years or so, the only ones that's tore up anything has always been the left. And back from, who was the guy in... the truck driver in California, and then the Watts riots, and Ferguson, and so many of these events here have always been the left. They haven't yet pissed us off bad enough that we've always maintained a level of maturity and responsibility, and so far, we... with the exception of one or two little hotheads here and there, but for the most part, we have maintained. We have set back. We've tried to do things legitimately. We've tried to do it through petitions, through voting. So, you know, we've tried really hard and have refrained from tearing this country the rest of the way down. However, I really think that if this were to happen, if they figure out some way, if they threaten enough of these electoral voters or buy them or whatever it is that they do to get them to change their votes, I'm afraid that America is going to come unglued, come apart at the seams in a matter of hours. I may be, we may just do what we've always done and set back and say, well, we're going to have to vote. We're going to have to do something here. But that will probably be the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm afraid that, everything may go to hell in a handbasket in a large and uncontrolled fashion. And, but Rolex, I hope you're right. But I've thought all along, and I've just put it out in my newsletter for those of you that get on my email list. By the way, if you want to get on that email list, send me an email to theshootingbench@live.com, and I'll get you added. We'll have one more edition going out before the end of the year, and then the next one will be coming out immediately following the inauguration. If there is one. But that's right, Rolex. Free Fire Zone, you're right. And I want to say in a world, in an America where I grew up, in an America where things have some relative degree of normalcy and justice, you know, even a little bit, that Trump will make it. The last box, Doc. That's exactly right. But on the other hand, I look at this and say, you know, I think we talked about this already, but we'll do it real quick. It's time to sign off anyway. But I cannot see them just rolling over and allowing him to get in there and completely destroy everything that they've worked so hard to do for the last 200 years. I can't see it happening. I cannot see them just say, well, okay, well, we lost. Good luck, Donald. I'm glad you good luck with your presidency. And God bless. We'll do everything we can to support you. I don't see it happening. I really don't. So, you know, we don't have to wait too long to find out. But I really think Rolex, what was what again? I'm sorry, I wasn't watching. I don't know what you mean there. But at any rate, all right. Well, instead of sitting here for the rest of the night speculating about it, I think we'll sign off. We've got, you know, Amy and I our show will be on as normal unless the world comes apart at the seams. We'll be here Friday for Liberty Lounge. And then let me look at this. Let me inform everybody here. Okay, Friday's the 16th. The following week, Monday and Wednesday should be normal. Friday the 23rd. I don't know if we're going to do Liberty Lounge on the 23rd or not. That's Christmas Eve. That's a time when people ought to be with families. You know, Amy and I may come on for an hour or so, you know, a little earlier at her normal time and do a little Christmas special or something. We'll see what happens there. The following week, 26th, 28th, Monday and Wednesday should be normal Christmas or New Year's Eve. I expect that, no, I won't have company New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve will maybe be a regular Liberty Lounge just like normal. Oh, the newsletter. Okay, here's the, let me type this in here. Let me put in the deal for those of you not in the chat. It is theshootingbench@live.com. And I'm going to put send a message to theshootingbench@live.com. And I will get you guys, anybody that wants on there, get it signed up. I don't flood you with a whole bunch of stuff like some people do. You know, I think two, maybe three letters a month is the most I've ever done. Many times it's only one. And it's usually when a, some new classes are coming out or some significant event. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to witness a significant event. Okay? I have very little doubt in my mind that we're going to see a significant event here pretty shortly. So we'll see. I'm getting out of here. We'll see you guys Friday. Thank you. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, and again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.